Arg!
I'm Abby.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Piping Hot from the Parks.
Second time that worked. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to today's episode. Can you tell what our theme is?
Welcome, matey.
Arg. Walk the plank if walk. You don't want to be here right now because we're a little silly today. Oh man. How are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. Yeah. You know, we're a little... We've been on, like, an episode kick. We're back now.
Yeah.
And now we are just, we're recording. We're going. We're going.
Going. We're going. We're going.
We're pumping them out. And we are here. And we are ready. And get ready for pirate jokes. Because
yes.
Today we are talking about...
Beacon Barrel.
Yay. More sober Magic Kingdom. Some people
say
are
goodbye
mad about that. Bye bye, matey. Anyway, we don't really have any business. Welcome to episode 10.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, headphone
we're excited.
Users. We're loud today.
We also
we were also just
discussing the most recent episode of Summer I Turned Pretty, so yeah. We're kind of
we're a little giggly, a little crazy. We just watched like 10 edits of like Conrad and the band Camino. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Anyway, yeah, because this past week it was episode
six
that came out. It is August 16th when we're recording this. So
if you know, you know.
The bathtub scene has just occurred. That's where we left off. We are so close, everyone. So close.
I'm so sad to see it end. Like, as much as this is like a super chaotic watch that stresses me out and gives me secondhand
embarrassment
like all the time from a good amount of characters, not even just one person. I'm gonna miss I'm gonna have to find another show that gives me the same vibe.
Really? I'm like on the edge of my seat every single week.
Yeah, I'm like, even though like I'm having to pause it sometimes because I'm just like, no way that actually happened.
Yeah.
I'm cringing so bad. I did hear that it's like similar. It is also still like teenagers, but I heard that My Life with the Walter Boys, whatever, someone said it's the Timu version. So if I'm that desperate, maybe I'm like, I need a
have something. You seen We Were Liars?
I have not. It's on my watch list. Okay. I will say I read the book and hated it.
Okay, cool.
But the TV show looks...
It sounds decent.
It's like, it's a decent plot. I just, there's certain things that happen in the book that I absolutely hated.
Yeah.
So it ruined the book for me. Mm-hmm. But the show itself looks good.
Okay.
And Joseph Zada, I know he's in it, and he's going to be Haymitch in Sunrise on the Reaping movie, which I cannot wait to just die at that movie because I just know it's going to kill me.
Yep.
Because the book killed me.
Piping Hot from the Parks is going to be no longer in November. So
we'll have to...
We're going to
What
die.
Are we going to do?
Someone can take over.
Someone can take over. I can't... What are we going to do when Summer Turned Pretty ends?
I don't know.
If you can't tell, we're also Team Conrad.
We are.
We're also Team Everyone Getting Therapy. And
we are a team... Something needs to change.
Team Everyone Stop Cheating and
team...
work on themselves.
Yeah.
Like team... Conrad.
Yeah. Team Conrad.
Team Conrad.
Not even Team Bonrad. Team Conrad.
Yeah.
Just Conrad.
Yeah.
Everyone else needs
therapy
to be locked in a psych ward.
Yeah, just for a little
Jeremiah.
Bit. Especially Jeremiah.
If you're Team Jeremiah, get out. What are you doing? No,
what are
kidding.
You doing? I mean, I know y'all are in the trenches at this point, fighting for your lives, because...
Good luck.
Good luck. I can't, especially the Peaches scene and him taking her to the cake scene. Okay.
He's
so annoying. And then this episode with him just being Jeremiah. And just also, I understand, too, he's seeking his dad's attention.
Yeah.
And validation so there is that, but it also is like you are supposed to be getting married. You're supposed to be showing that you're mature enough to be getting married. And you're not helping your case, bud.
You're an intern, and you've been there for like 2 weeks. Shut up.
Shut up.
Focus on your fiance.
Like, why is your brother taking your fiance out to Michael's and stuff? Why can't you do it?
Why is your brother being mistaken for the groom?
A little foreshadowing.
Anyways,
we digress. This is a Disney podcast.
anyways, if you are following this teen romance roller coaster with us, I'm praying for you.
Yeah, if you're similar to us, being in our 20s, being this invested, but it's also like we have no stakes, so it's like...
And what am I going to do on Wednesday night but cry over college kids?
Right.
Anyway, that's fine. It wasn't too long ago that I was there.
Right, yeah, I'm like... Yeah. Anyway, let us know if you're Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah.
That will be our Team Belly. That will be our poll this week. Team Conrad, Team Jer...
Or Team Belly.
Team Belly. Team no one. Team Therapy.
Team Therapy. Yay. Or at this point, I don't know. Are you... Anyway.
I don't know. We're
back to regularly scheduled programming. Yes.
Back to Disney. Arg, matey.
Arg.
We're back on the ship.
Back on the ship.
Talking about...
Scallywags. we're here to talk about Beak and Barrel.
Yes.
Which I'm excited to see it. Like, I think it's going to be basically the Ogo's Cantina of Magic Kingdom, which is going to be fun. And it looks like there's stuff for all ages in there. And also it's pirates. Like,
who doesn't love
a pirate themed restaurant? But in case, which I am not 100% caught up on all this. So forgive me if I'm like leaving out some details, but if you were like me and you followed like a little bit of it, you probably know that they had a lot of issues with the reservation system. Basically, it opens August 29th and everyone's super excited for it. Reservations were supposed to open for booking on August 14th, but basically the site crashed. And the poor, I feel so bad for the cast members who work like the support desk, because I've seen screenshots where there's basically like, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. You're just going to have to wait. And it's just basically like hopes and prayers at this point. Like, maybe you'll get in. But I know it's supposed to reopen the week of August 18th, apparently. They don't have a specific date as far as I know. So just keep an eye out for that. But yeah, just, I'm not surprised that it crashed, because Disney adults love a good lounge.
They do. They love a good lounge. Pirate themed. Mm-hmm. It's in Magic Kingdom, which... some people are a little mad that Magic Kingdom is now serving alcoholic beverages.
Which, I mean, I personally do understand that, but they've also already started to serve it at restaurants. Like, I don't see why it's like now it's an issue, because they've always...
Well, and aren't... They're gonna... You can't leave with it.
Right, because even, like, one time I got a frozen lemonade at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And they made me... It was non-alcoholic, but because it was later at night, they wanted me... They asked me if there was alcohol, and I said no, and he kind of gave me a weird look. He's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, no, it's non-alcoholic. But they were like, you're going to have to throw that out before you go out to your car.
Right.
Which was fine. I was like, yeah, as long as, like, I promise it's non-alcoholic, but I'm obviously not going to stand here.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just trying to make sure
people aren't drinking
and driving and everything. Right. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not going to be, like, this whole Epcot situation. You're not going to be walking around the park and people are going to be, like, drunk.
Well, it's going to be so hard to get into.
Yeah.
Like, Ogo's Cantina, like, to this day, it's better... To, you know, it's a little bit easier, but to this day, like, it's not like they can serve. I think they have a drink limit of two.
Two. Yeah.
So, and again, there's, like, obviously, I don't want for there to be, like, drunk people walking around Magic Kingdom, but I don't really think it's going to get to that point.
No, I don't think it's going to be a problem, because they serve alcohol at Hollywood Studios, and that's not really an issue. I think people don't want it to turn into another Epcot situation.
Which I 100% agree.
Which is fine, but... That's not what it is.
Yeah, because they won't even let you leave the lounge probably with the drink, right?
No, so probably not, because I don't think they let you do that at Olga's either.
No.
They only... You can walk around at Hollywood Studios with beverages because they sell them at the carts,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like... People go to Epcot because they can drink around the world. That's kind of like one of the pulls, especially nowadays. People aren't going to Magic Kingdom to drink.
Right.
Like, that shouldn't be a concern, I don't think. This is just a cool, fun little lounge. Can have, yeah, like, an adult beverage. I don't know.
Listen. And they're going to have non-alcoholic drinks, too. And stuff for the whole family. So, like...
Yeah.
They're going to have even... I don't think it's, like, full-on meals, but, like, appetizers, yeah, and stuff, I mean, it's and like snacks.
It's like a bar.
It's like a bar, but a little bit more family-friendly. Yeah. So, it's... I mean, we'll see how it goes. I could, like...
I don't know.
Who knows? But... I don't think it'll get to that point. If they do, like, they'll take care of that and just,
yep,
you know.
All I'm saying is chill.
Yeah. Let's wait till it opens and kind of see how it goes.
It's not even open
Have
yet.
Fun, mateys.
We don't need to get our britches in a tizzy.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that right. Anyway, yeah, I just... Have fun.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Don't stress out too much beforehand. It's...
We will be okay.
Also, you're going to Magic Kingdom, yeah, so...
Be happy.
Be anyway, happy.
That's my little...
But
my
that's...
Little Tibet.
That's about it for the news. I just wanted to kind of get a little update and kind of discuss that.
I thought that the little TikTok video that they did was very adorable.
Yes, that was so cute. Their marketing, like, I love their social media team. They're, like, cooking every single time. Every single time.
Snaps. Cool. Well, that's pirates.
That's pirates.
Let's move on.
We're moving on, mateys.
This is going to be lengthy, so I apologize. The title is AITAH for not buying my in-laws tickets for Disney. And this is from r/AITAH. So, this is from 5 months ago. So, not old, but not necessarily all that new. Background. My husband has a sister who is 5 years older than him. Growing up, they were vastly different, and his parents are harder on him because he's a boy. She lived at home and didn't pay a bill because she was in college, and stayed living at home until she got married after she graduated and landed her first teaching job. My husband did delayed enlistment and was at basic 2 weeks after he graduated high school, been in the military since. Over the years, his parents have always leaned into his sister. His husband is ex-military, canine officer now, and they have 2 kids, 6 and 11. They are unruly children. Mother-in-law will drive 2.5 hours to babysit if sister has a doctor's appointment, but after we got hit by Helene, no one offered to help us with anything. Sister wanted her house painted, mother-in-law offered for everyone to have a paint party and meet at sister's house, which was in the middle of parents and us, and about an hour from us. Sister has not offered to come visit, hasn't seen our home that we just purchased, doesn't talk to us unless she is spoken to. I have admittedly tried talking to her in the family group chat, but I get snide remarks about how lucky I am to have time to make sourdough things, and now it must be nice to have a set work schedule. Recently, there was a blow-up between my husband and his mom over a family meetup because everything revolved around his sister and her kids, which has even caused chaos for our upcoming vacation because she doesn't want her kids at Hilton Head because the water's current is so strong, but we are going to a beach on the same coast, 3.5 hours south in Florida, where in-laws can all use their campers side by side, and we have to get a villa about a mile down the beach since we don't want to buy campers or anything like that until he is out of the military. His mom guilted him because, quote, that's the life he chose, unquote. They didn't talk for a couple of weeks, and I finally got through to mom that was a little unfair that we were handed the short end of the stick because sister and the kids, which she admitted that she does favor sister and apologized. We have no ill will, but as many times I've tried to have a relationship with sister, I'm stonewalled and I am not going to force anything. That has to go both ways for everyone, and mother-in-law agreed. We mentioned to mother-in-law, since we were going to Florida, that my husband and I wanted to go back to Disney. We were there in February for our honeymoon. She had mentioned previously that she wanted to go for the Food and Wine Festival, which I tried to plan a girls' trip for me, mom, and sister to go. Got zero response from either of them. She let it slip that her and her sister were trying to plan a family trip for everyone to go to Disney for that day while we were in Florida so the kids could finally go. At that moment, I told her that if that's what they wanted to do, my husband and I would be more than happy to take her ticket, but my sister and her family would need to figure out on their own, and her husband could get their tickets from the base if they choose to do so. My husband is having back surgery next week, which mother-in-law offered after having her eyes opened to how she treats her son compared to her daughter, to come help him for a couple of days. We have been talking about this for a month now, and a couple of days ago, mother-in-law called to check in and chat, which has been normal since the argument. But then she slyly asks if while we're there, after my husband's surgery, if we can go to base, and I buy everyone's ticket, and she'll pay me back for sisters. I reaffirmed that my husband has already said no, because sister's husband does have the ability to get tickets with his own benefits, but I pulled back a little to say I was also sure I could only buy one set number of tickets, and that I didn't even think that we could if we wanted to. She asked me to look into it, but not talk to my husband about it, because she knew he already said no. Of course I talked to my husband, but also looked into the tickets. The Salute passes are 6 per year, which we used 2 in February. We would like to have to get the MYW tickets. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's a military thing.
Yeah.
We would have to get the MYW tickets, which do not have a limit, but we decided that we would just say we are not able to get more than 6 tickets a year. I let mother-in-law know, and she rebutted with that sister cannot go, and then offered for me and her to go in September for the Food and Wine Festival, and sister would likely not go because she won't go until the kids get to go. I said we could definitely do that, but also my husband and I are still going in June. She is now upset that we are going when no one else is, and that it is going to cause issues with the kids because they'll want to go and be upset that we went. Sister doesn't talk to us, is going through mom and to get my husband's discount, but hasn't even said a word to my husband about getting spinal surgery. Both of us feel like she was banking on us to give her cheap tickets, which again, her husband can get on their own because we won't do it. We're being shamed for doing our own thing on a family vacation that we're not even spending together. Are we in the wrong here? TLDR, my husband is active duty military and his family is upset that we won't buy everyone discounted ticket, even though his sister doesn't even speak to him.
There's no doubt about that. You guys are not in the wrong here.
Oh, my. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening here.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I mean, it's not cool to ask people to... Well, wait. Let me rephrase this. It's okay to ask people if they can get a discount for you.
Yeah.
Like... But the caveat is that you have to be close to them.
Yeah, I would never ask someone I, like, barely know. Or I haven't, like, even family that, like, I don't speak to all the time. Be like, can you get us something?
Right.
Like, I would feel horrible. Like, I feel bad even asking close friends to do stuff like that, you know?
Right. Like, sister is estranged, clearly. Yeah. Doesn't talk to brother. And also, mother-in-law is weird.
Yeah.
And your husband can get the tickets.
Exactly. If he can get it for the same price, you're clearly just trying to get free tickets, basically. Like, I would suspect that they weren't planning on paying them back.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you can get the same price, why don't you do it?
Then why not just do it yourself?
Yeah.
Like, why make a big deal
out of it? I'm curious what the MYW means.
Yeah. Look it up.
Oh, it says Magic Your Way ticket. Okay, so they would have to buy regular, like a regular day pass, basically.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or regular, you know,
right.
couple day passes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was like a military type of ticket. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know that, Kevin. Yeah, so it looks like there's a lot of favoritism going on by mother-in-law, which is so interesting because mm-hmm. when I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, usually it's the other way around.
I was going
to
say, usually it is.
Usually it's the boy who's getting doted on, mama's boy, mm-hmm. can't do no wrong, oh, he's just a boy.
Yeah.
Wife should be taking care of everything, like, blah, 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 blah. We've seen it time and time again. I don't think I ever hear about stories where it's, like, the daughter is, with the only exception being, like, if there's an older and a younger daughter, the mm-hmm. younger daughter usually gets, like, special treatment.
Yeah.
But, like, when there's a boy in the mix, it's usually the boy.
Yeah, especially, like, in these types of stories yeah. where things like this happen, it's usually not the daughter that... It's the daughter's usually the one,
right?
You know, struggling too.
Well, and I'm curious to know what the relationship between mother-in-law and her daughter's husband is.
Yeah, well, but she was definitely taking his side on that.
Yeah, I'm just curious if he has kind of become a replacement son.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't like this. Also, they're going on a vacation by themselves. Are they not allowed to vacation by themselves?
Right. I don't understand the guilt tripping, basically, and, like, the shaming. No. Like, how dare you want to take a trip by yourselves? They were still offering to go with them.
Right.
But they were like, we're going by ourselves. It also sounds like they got married fairly recently too, because it said February was their honeymoon.
And this was posted 5 months ago in, like, March, I think. So, yeah. Like, literally a month after
it's their honeymoon. It's not that big of a deal.
No. I don't know. Also, I'm wondering how... It seems like mother-in-law and daughter-in-law have an okay relationship.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
If she wants to go to Food and Wine with daughter-in-law, with OP, then they seem to have an okay relationship. So I don't think it's that he doesn't like... Or she doesn't like... her.
Right.
I think it's more a, like, son thing.
So, yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's really sad, especially because she literally admits that she favors sister more.
Yeah, she even knows, like, she knows it. It's not even something she's doing.
Like, that's yucky. You should not have a favorite child.
Yeah.
Unless, like, your other child's a murderer. I don't know.
Because, like, with my family, it's, like, stuff like what they were saying where she never had to pay anything. But if he had stayed at home, he probably would have had to pay.
Yeah.
Like, in our rent. Family, it's, like, if, you know, everyone's still at home, doesn't pay rent. But right. it's, like, we do have to pay for a lot of our own stuff.
Yeah.
And it's also because my parents were like, well, we can't make you all pay for that stuff. Yeah. So we're not going to make anyone. Any of you pay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fair.
Right.
To only make one child, you know, just
yeah.
so it's like the things that like we can pay for, we need to pay for ourselves, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Let's get into the comments. The top comment says, not the a-hole, your sister-in-law is tripping. She just wants you to pay and not pay you back,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what you said. She can get the same deal herself unless she and her husband are lying about his service termination, which is also something that's interesting. But then OP responds and said he was medically discharged for sure, but he is weird about taking credit for his service. He did 2 or 3 tours overseas, and sister pushed him to get out. He could get 100% disability, but chooses not to because he just wants to distance himself from what he did over there, which, that's fair.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's definitely
fine.
Valid.
Yeah, and the person responds... or another person responds to that and says, so he doesn't want to use his own military discount for personal reasons, which is his own prerogative, but is perfectly happy using someone else's? That's such a weird non-thing to do. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
I mean, I do totally agree with, like, if
yeah.
you want to distance yourself 100%.
Right, if you don't want to use that, that's
wanting
fine.
To use someone else's discount for the same thing.
Right.
It's just a little bit like, okay, I totally get where you don't want...
Mm-hmm.
You want to distance yourself, but it's not okay for you to be like, oh, but can I use your discount?
Right, yeah. It's like, you have access to it. If you
yeah.
want to use it, you can use your own. And I believe that they probably wouldn't pay OP back.
Yeah, that's because we said that pretty much right off the bat. We're like, they were not going to pay them back.
Yeah. A lot of people in the comments are questioning the medical discharge, which I'm like, I don't really think that that's the point here. OP says, I don't think brother-in-law has anything to do with it. It's his wife, my husband's actual sister. My coworker's uncle is the same way. They don't want money for having to kill people. He has jobs and works. That's enough for him, which that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that that's not the problem in this
right,
story.
Exactly. And obviously, like, we haven't experienced
no.
anything like that, so, like,
we're not gonna
but we do understand where he is coming from, obviously. Yeah. We do think his feelings are very valid.
I just think it's interesting that everyone's like, are we sure that he was honorably discharged? It's like, that's not the point.
Right.
Yeah.
They're pretty active. Like, OP's pretty...
Yeah, they have a lot of comments. I'm gonna link the story in the description of this episode, so if you want to go see all the comments, they are pretty much responding to everyone. But I don't want to go into that because there is an update. So this update 5 months ago, beginning of March.
Yeah.
So this is coming from the end of March, March 31st, 2025. Says update. In preparation for hubby's surgery, there have been intermittent discussions with mother-in-law about when she'll get here Wednesday, her bringing food for an easy dinner on surgery day. Nothing insanely in-depth. Sister still hasn't spoken to him. Not even a, I know we haven't spoken, but you're going to be okay. She messaged the group chat of me, Hub's sister, and mom last night with a meme of a fire pit. I thought that, Maybe I can get some sort of response to really gauge where we are. I said, we were really hoping to have our fire pit done this summer, but that plan failed miserably. Laughing emoji. Crickets. Mother-in-law texted me privately and asked for clarification on why we won't have the fire pit, and I finally snapped. Asked her if she was actually serious. She, quote, didn't know his back surgery was that serious, end quote, and thought he'd be fine in a couple of weeks. I also told her that it was actually impressive on how sister can't speak to us but wants us to do things for her. Mother-in-law excused it that neither kid knows how the other feels about each other and that she keeps it to herself and refuses to get involved. Quote, her kids are so strong-willed, end quote. My last sentiment was that this was past being strong-willed and was actually embarrassing to think a surgery cannot convince someone to check on their sibling. I told her I hope she's prepared for history to repeat, and she just said that she hates this for him and that we need to be concerned for his recovery. Got one text from her today asking on how pre-op went. Not great. And that was that. We still have no idea if she's coming, and now we're laughing to see if she'll show. And yet, still nothing from sister, laughing emoji. She had the opportunity to play dumb, like she didn't know what was happening, but rather she just ignored me. So...
that's crazy.
Seems like she's just not a great person.
Yeah.
I don't really...
I'm sorry, you guys. Like, yeah. That's horrible.
That's rough. But, no. You guys are not in the wrong.
Exactly. Like, you guys are definitely handling this right. Like, you're continuing to try. And these people are just obviously pushing your buttons. You know. So, I hope you guys still get to go on your vacation. Mm-hmm. Don't let them being annoying.
No. Have a good time with your discounted tickets.
Exactly.
It's hot in June. You've already gone. Hope it went well.
Yeah.
This is 5 months ago. This is in the past, so.
Hope you had an amazing trip.
Hope you had a great time. Hope you get to go enjoy food and wine, even if it's not with your mother-in-law.
Yes.
That's okay, too.
And thank you for your service.
Yes, and thank you for your service. And that is the story for today.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Nuts. People are wild. Family dynamics are always hard.
Mm-hmm.
Always hard. And I have been so fortunate to be really close with all of my family, including extended family. I don't really know that we have anyone who's exactly estranged, so...
yeah, it's always, like, especially with stuff like this, like, I feel for these people and these stories and everything, and then it's also, like, I'm just very thankful that I'm very close with my family.
Yeah. So, our heart goes out to people who do not have a great family mm-hmm. relationship. And, I don't know, trips can be dramatic. Disney can be dramatic. It's a lot of money to go on a trip.
Yeah.
And claws come out when there's a discount.
Yes.
They do. People are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't feel bad about not wanting to pay for your... sister-in-law and her family's tickets. They probably wouldn't have paid you back anyway. You're being smart. You're being cautious. You're not being rude. You're just being cautious.
Yeah.
So, That's my two cents.
We hope you had the most amazing trip, though.
Yes. Hope it was so much fun and not too hot and didn't rain. But, you know, it's Florida, so what are you going to do? Well, that's all that we have for this episode. Again, we're trying to make them a little bit shorter, both for y'all, but also mainly for us and editing purposes. We've got a lot on our plates right now, so we are just kind of seeing how this goes. If you guys hate it, please let us know. We will make longer episodes for you guys if that's what you really want. But right now, we are kind of sticking to the 40-45 minute range.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. I think that's still long enough.
Yeah, I stay, like, and, you know, especially we'll have special episodes.
Yeah.
Like, if we get to go to an event or something like that, we'll make sure it's longer. We're not going to try to, like, rush through
Right. No, never. So, yeah, we're going to try to get some guests on here soon. We're going to possibly do an episode at a park.
Hopefully.
So, stay tuned for all of that fun stuff. I don't know. You guys can submit your listener stories on our Google form. The link will be in the description of this episode. We will also be posting a couple polls this week about the episode and what we talked about, probably about the Reddit story, as well as your thoughts on the new lounge that's opening up in Magic Kingdom. And then, so if you guys can interact with those polls, we love to see what you guys have to say on that. That's really fun. We usually like to come back and kind of go over the polls for the next episode, so that gives us a little bit of stuff to talk about. You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Just look up Piping Hot from the Parks, and we will be there. And then you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Abby's Magical Mems.
And I'm on Instagram as Dreamer_Danielle_.
And that's it. Walk the plank, y'all.
Arg.
Bye.
Bye.